Let's go to 10:1. Dead flies caused the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. That's a quote that's been used throughout history. It's beautifully said. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. Now, in Centerville, there is a store that says apothecary on it. You know what an apothecary is? Well, right now it's a drugstore. But back then, the apothecary was one who dealt with essential oils, which end up being used for treatment of diseases, as they even are now. My wife gets essential oils and feeds them to me. Are it's used in perfumes. It's used for anointing one's head with oil. So the essential oils of plants are used for a variety of things. The apothecary is the one who did that. Dead flies caused the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. Because of the sweetness of the pollen or sweetness of the juices from plant and extracts, crushed berries, dried fruit, leaves dried and crushed and mixed with oil, it draws flies. So you got to keep it covered all the time. And if you were to take the covering off, it would get full of dead flies. And then here is maybe what would amount to 5 years' labor and value in that one little pot of oil, essential oil. Took thousands of plants to come down to that one little essential oil. And then a few flies have made it worthless. He says, so doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. So he said, when a man has a reputation of being a wise man and an honorable man, it just takes a little folly to make him stink. Just a little. You know, the world will overlook a little folly in a fool. Expect it from him. A man of questionable reputation, it's just immediately bypassed some of the little things he does. It's not mentionable. But if you get a man of reputation, wisdom, and find that little smidging of folly in him, then it causes the entire ointment to stink. That's why it's a dangerous thing to be a teacher, Bible teacher. You have to walk a narrower line than other people do. And if you noticed in politics that the Democrats can do anything and not be written up in the media for it, they can be dishonest, fornicate, but you let a Republican have one little fly in his ointment and he cannot get elected to office. Why? They say because he has made such a profession to being a moral candidate. In other words, if you don't run as a moral candidate, then the fact that you may have had a mistress in South America, you can still run and win office. But if you're a Republican running on a moral platform, you can't do that. A wise man's heart is in his right hand, and a fool's heart at his left. A wise man, heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. This is the two nature thing here, sort of. He said, we all have, the wisest man has his heart right here on the right hand. Wisdom on the right hand. But at the same time, no matter where that left hand is, it's got the fool in it. So everybody's got the wise and the fool at the same time in them. You got the wise man and you got the fool at the same time. You can quickly go from being wise to being a fool. Very quickly. Some of you young girls, you've got virtue on one hand, in your right hand, and you've got immorality and lack of virtue on the other. And it's very easy to put forth this hand, the left hand of immorality, rather than the right hand of virtue. And you don't have to put it forth very far, nor often, to be counted a fool, person of folly. The precious ointment that God gave you can be spoiled very quickly. Young guys, same true of you. Some of you young guys have already developed bad reputations. People already know you by what's in your left hand. It's small compared to the right hand of wisdom. But in a profession of Christianity, profession of faith, it doesn't take much folly to spoil the ointment.